Okay, so we're starting with sugya number 31, question number 26. We're in the sugya of Adam Hamazik v'shomer shelo yadu kama shaveh davar hanizak. So the Gemara by us stated that if you give a dinar zav to a woman and you tell her that it's shel kesef, so if she damages it, she's chayeves with the pay of zahav, even though she thought it was shel kesef. So the Gemara Bava Kama by us tells there's Tekanas Nigzal Be'esho according to Rehuda, right, that the Niza can be Nishba V'notel. And then the Gemara brings other cases, right, the case of Batash Kaspasal Nahar, right, you throw the chest into the sea and you essentially destroy whatever is inside and lose that value. So what's the din there? So the Torah should be like the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no. If it's mammon, then fine, yes. But if he's towing marganisa, or if he's towing that there are diamonds in there, then the question becomes, do people put diamonds in these chests or not? And the Gemara ends in a teku. So Tosfos says that even if there are edim about what was in there, there's still a suffix. Why? Because lo havale la suke adaite. Right? For the diamonds, you shouldn't have necessarily known that there were going to be diamonds in there. And that's the suffix. Should it have to be... should he have to worry about diamonds in there or not? If it's normal to put diamonds there, then he'd be chayv. And if not, then he'd be putter. And even if he's mazik biyadayim. And this is not similar to the isha with the dinar zahav. Right, the isha with the dinar zahav, right there, she has to know that maybe it might be gold because it's hard to find shomrim. So sometimes you have to lie to get a shomer. So there, she has to know that it might be Zahav. This is not similar to Rashi, who says that she's Chayeves over there, even though she doesn't have to pay attention to it. And then Rav Ashi is not mistaken by the Kanas Nigzal. He says it's not similar to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, there are Edim on what was hidden. The Kiddush there is that they're Moda that you're Chayev. So now the kesher to the mission is that you're chayav on what's inside. So what comes out from Tosfos is that Adam Hamazik biyadayim, right? Lo havile la suke adaite klal. If there's something where you shouldn't have to pay attention to it at all, you're going to be putter. And that's against Rashi, who says that you're chayav. And the Rashba comes and argues with Tosfos, and he sides with Rashi. He says that it doesn't matter if you have to pay attention to what's there or not. You're going to be chayv if you're mazik biyadayim. And that's the pashup shot in Nosin Dinar Zav Leisha, in that case. That's the pashup shot. Right? But that's what the Rashba is saying, that you're going to be chayv if you're mazik biyadayim. That's why the woman is chayv Dinar Zav. You're chayv the full value. It doesn't matter, havala suka, daite, not, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. So what's the machlokas? We have two ways to understand the machlokas. The first way to understand the machlokas is that Tosfos and the Rashba are arguing about a machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban that we saw earlier in the year. Right? About the sugya of Adam Hamazik biyadayim ba'ones. So Tosfos over there says that you're pater. And it's potentially Tosfos Lishitasam that Adam Hamazik biyadayim is going to be, the onus is going to be pater. And the Rashba would hold like the Ramban. The Ramban says Adam Hamazik onus biyadayim is going to be chayev unless there's pshias anizak. That's what the Rashba is saying. But we don't have to say that it's necessarily like this. Right, in the case over there of the Yashin, right,
Kiyashin?
Somebody who's sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Right, or somebody sleeping in breaks a kli. Right? In that case, right, the onus is in the Maisa Hezek. And maybe even Rashi and the Rashba would be Moda to Tosfos over there. And say that, in that case, yeah, Adam Mazik B'Yadayim Ba'Ones is going to be Pater. But here is different. Right? He's doing the Maisa Hezek B'Mezid and B'Kavana. The only thing that's happening Ba'Ones here is that he doesn't know what the value of what he's being Mazik. So Rashi and the Rashba say that Adam Hamazik Ba'Ones B'Yadayim B'Chlal is going to be Pater. And that's if the onus is in the Maisa Hezek. But if the onus is in the knowledge of the value of the Davar HaNizak, you're going to be Chayev. So in this case, you're going to be Chayev. Tosas, however, would say an even bigger Chiddush. But Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim Ba'Ones is going to be Pater. And even if the onus is in the knowledge of the value of what you're damaging, you're still going to be Pater on that. Even if you had Kavanah to be Mazik. So, the Gemara in Ksuvis, sorry, the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis, rather, says that right, if right, no saying din arzav leisha, you told her it was kesef and she's poshea with it, she's only going to be chayev for kesef. But if she was mazik b'yadayim, she's going to be chayev the zahav. So, the question is, what is the chiluk between mazik b'yadayim and pshia? So Rashi says, right, that mazik b'yadayim is more chamor, and you're going to be chayv even if you don't know the value in the davar anizak, as opposed to pshia. We're going to be chayv for whatever you had the idea on. However, the Ketzos asks from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that taman be'esh is going to be chayev. And according to Rashi, Malik Biso Shalo is Pshia. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be chayev on everything, even if you don't know what's there. And also, by the Chitin and Seorin, right, you only pay the value of the Seorin. Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, you're only chayev the Seorin there. But that's also Pshia and your Putter. So how can one be chayev, one be Putter? Meaning, what's pshat with these pshias going one chayav, one pater? So the Ketzos suggests that the chiluk between mazik and pshia is whether there is a schayvus min haTorah or a schayvus midas. Right, by a mazik b'yadayim, it's a chiyuv haTorah. It's a schayvus min haTorah. But by Pshia, right, by Pshia, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Midas. It's only what you accept a Shmira for. So where does the Ketzos get this Yisod from? Where does he bring a Raya from? So the Gemara Ksuvis and Daf Nun Vav says the Ron is Mekadesh, his wife, Al-Manasseh, doesn't have to give her She'er Ksus Va'ona. Rameir says the Tanai is Batel, and she is Mekudesha. So Ritu says, B'davar Shev Mamon Tano Kayam. And Tosfos says that when a person makes a Tanai, there is Das for the Maisa. The Tanai is an external break on the Maisa. The Tanai needs to be said properly. And Tosfos continues that a Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai that he will be a Shomer Chinam, but won't have to take a Shvua. But you say, isn't that Masa Mashkasu Vatorah? Like the case of the Kiddushin. Because the Shomer was never mekabel upon himself to take a Shvua. To take the Shvua. So what's the difference between Shomer and Kiddushin? Because there are many types of Shomerim. A person can choose their responsibilities. What's pshat with that answer? How can a Shomer exempt himself from a Shvua? So Tosfos means to say is that because there are many types of shomerim, you can create your own guidelines of responsibility. The second answer that Tosos gives is that since the Torah gives different guidelines to each Yomer, a person can choose what he wants to be Mekabel Achrayas for. So the pshat is that by Kiddushin, right, the Kiddushin is a Schaibus Min HaTorah. And therefore, you can't pick and choose what you're doing. If you're going to be Masna Mashakas of the Torah there, right, it's not going to work. You're going to be still going to be Chayav Sher Ksos Va'ona. However, by Shomer is different. Shomer, since there are so many types of Shomer, you it's a Chayavos Midas. You create your own Chiyuvim by a Shomer. Yeah, this is the Raya of the Ksos. Right, this is the Raya of the Ksos, meaning that we see that by, there's a chiluk between Kiddushin and Shomer, because by Kiddushin it says Chayavos Min HaTorah, but by Shomer it says Chayavos Midas. And we see that that can affect whether you can make a Tanai in what you're doing. So moving on to sugi number 32 and question number 28. The sugi of Us Tukanas Nigzal Be'esh Uve Masor. So the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amun Aleph tells us that for Rabbi Yehuda who's Mechayev on Niski Tamun Be'esh, so they made it Asu Takanas Nigzal Be'esho. And then Amemar asks, right, Asu Takanas Nigzal B'Masor or not? Is there a Takanas Nigzal by a Masor or not? So if we're not done Dini Degarmi, so for sure you're going to be Pater by a Masor. The question is, if we're done Dini Degarmi, somebody have a suffix if we make the Kanas Nigzal or not? And the Gemara answer is Teku. But what's this suffix? So there are three ways to view this suffix. The first is that of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that Dina Degarmi is a Din Derabanan. And perhaps the suffix is, right? And perhaps we make the Kanas Nigzal by a Mazik Deoraisa. But the suffix is, Do we have this Takanas Nigzal by Din Derabanan? Right? And that's the question by Masur. Masur is Garmi, it's a Din Derabanan. Do we have Takanas Nigzal there or not? And Tosfos on Daf Nun Dal and Aleph says that this that our Gemara and Samach Beis, is a Raya that Din Degarmi is Derabanan. But that's not necessarily the case, and not everybody holds that Din Degarmi is Derabanan. The Ktsos in Simon Shin Peches says that Dina Degarmi is Doraisa, and obviously we know that some Rishonim hold that Dina Degarmi is Doraisa. So if that's the case, then what's the suffix? So he quotes a Ramban. We said it was a phantom Ramban, right? That because there's no Maisa B'Masor, there's therefore a suffix, right? Meaning if there's a Maisa, so then we're going to have Takanas Nigzal. But if there's no Maisa, like by Masur, so there's a suffix whether it's Takanas Nigzal or not. So that's the second way to understand the suffix. There's a third way, based on the Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Kilos Yaakov says. Rabbeinu Peretz says that Dafka by Niske Gufo, we say Takanas Nigzal. And Ish is Niske Gufo, right? Ish Mishum Chitzov is Niske Gufo. So we say Takanas Nigzal there. But by Niske Mamono, like Karen, for example, there's no Takanas Nigzal. Because it has to be Dumya de Nigzal. So Kilos Yaakov says that perhaps we have a third way to understand the suffix of Amemar, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? We know that there's a question, right? In the Geder, Dina de Garmi, right? So is Garmi like Adam Hamazik Biadayim? Or is it like Mamon Hamazik? Is it a Hechsher of the Nezek? Nafkamina, Garmi Bishoge, Nafkamina Dal Dvarim. So Rabbeinu Peretz holds that Ish Mishum Chitzav is like Adam Amazik, and therefore there's Takanas Nigzal there by Ish. Right? Like we said in the previous step of the Gemara. But by Musur, we now have a question. Musur is Garmi. So assuming it's Garmi, if we're assuming we're done dealing to Garmi, and it's Garmi, so Rabbeinu Peretz has a suffix Aliba de Amemar. Right? What's this Geder of the Din of Garmi? Is it Kadam Amazik Mamish? Right? And then we'd say there is Takanas Nigzal. Or is it only a Hechsher of the Nezek, and it would be like Niske Mamono? And therefore we wouldn't say Takanas Nigzal. So those are the three ways to understand the suffix of Amemar. And that concludes Sugya of Asu Takanas Nigzal Be'esh Uve Masor. So moving on to sugya number 33, the din chamsan, v'geder ha'isr dol sachmod. So the Gemara tells us, right, brings this chiluk between gazlan and chamsan. The Entoso says that we're talking in a realm of derabanan. So, and Tosu says that based on the Mishnah and Gemara and Sanhedrin, Chavdalad and Beis and Chavheim and Beis. So, what's this chiluk between right? What's the chiluk between Gazlan and Chamsan? So, the Gemara says that a Gazlan is somebody who doesn't pay, but a Chamsan pays. So now, but the Gemara asks, if he pays, why is he called a Chamsan? Right? Harei Taliyuv Zavin, Zvine Zvini. Right, if you hang somebody up and force them to sell you something, it's a good sale. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. So that's the case where he says rotsa ani. But if he doesn't say rotsa ani, that's called a chamsa. Right, so the case where you're called a chamsan, where you'd be pasul etos midir abanan, is where you pay for it, and you took the item, but the baal didn't say rotsa ani. So now, the question comes up, however, why are chamsanim only going to be pasul etos midir abanan? Harei they should be pasul edus midaris because they're over on lo sachmod. Right, so they should really be pasul edus midaraisa. So Tosas in Sanhedrin says that you're only going to be over on lo sachmod if there's no money involved. If as soon as you pay for something, you're not over on Los Achman anymore. So if you give money, there's no Los Achman. You're only over on Los Achman if there's no money involved. And the Marsha in Bava Metzia points out that Tosas in Bava Metzia says the same thing. Tosas in Bava Metzia says, why do we need Los Sigzol? Hare, you have Los Achman. Right, which you're over on if you don't give any money. He says lavor b'shnei lavin. So he says that los achmon is only violated if there's no money involved. However, Tosas and Bava Kama, Dibur Maskil Chamson, brings a different shot. He says that a chamson who gives money is over on los achmon, but he's still kosher le'edus min haTorah. Right, so the Tosas in Sanhedrin said that you're kosher le'edos min haTorah, you're not pasul le'edos midoraisa because of los achmod, because you're not over on los achmod. However, Tosas in Bava Kama says you're over on los achmod, but you're still kosher le'edos min haTorah. Why? Because to be pasul le'edos min haTorah, you have to know that you're being over on a lav. And he thinks, right, that he's not over on any lav because people think that you're only over on los achmod if you don't give any money. In reality, you are over on los achmod if you give money. Should the people think that you're not over on Los Achmod if you don't give any money? Or you're only over on Los Achmod if you don't give any money? So this could potentially explain a Rambam. Right, the Rambam says that you're over on Los Achmod bein bedamim, bein below damim. And the Ravid says that it's v'hu shelo amar rotzani. He says, Rotsa ani, he's not going to be over on Los Achmod. The Magen Mishnah says that for the Rambam, even if you say Rotsa ani, it's still going to be Los Achmod. So what's this Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid? So the Rav explains that the Rambam says that Los Achmod is an Isser Chemda. It's an Isser Machshava. How so? The Rambam says that you need a Maisa. He says, the Isser is not the Maisa. The Isser is the Chemda. But there's a shear in the chemda. It has to cause a maisa. But the Ravid argues. He says that Losachmod is an isser maisa. right? The Maisa Lekicha is an Isser. If he takes it, he's a Gazlan. And if he takes it and he pays, he's only over on Losach mode. And therefore, there's a Machlokes. If they're over on Losach mode, if he says Rotzani. Right, so this is the first machlokes that can be explained based on this way, based on these ways of looking at it, this machlokes Rambam and Ravid. So the first machlokes Rambam and Ravid that we can explain is if you're over on Losach mode, if you say Rotzani. According to the Rambam, you're still going to be over on Losach mode because you still had the Isser Chemda. You still took your Chemda caused you to do a Maisa of taking. So you're still going to be over. According to the Ravid, however, it's not a Maisa Shal Isser if he says Rotzani. You didn't do. We're not telling you you did the right thing. We're not going to give you a pat on the back. But there's no Isser, according to the Ravid. And the Rav says this can also explain another machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid here. There's a machlokas Rambam and Ravid here if you get Malkos for Losach mode. The Rambam says you don't get Malkos for Losach mode because there's no Maisa. The Ravid says, right, there's no greater question here. There's no bigger Maisa. There's no greater question. There's no bigger Maisa than this. Right? The Ravid says, you don't get Malkos because it's like Zela. It's Nitan L'Tashlumen. It's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. But the Rambam can't say this because he says that it's an Isser Chemda. And therefore he has to say that it's Lav She'en Bo Maisa. But the Ravid's question, right? Ein Maisa Gadol Mizeh. What's Pshat? So the Rambam says that no, it's an Isser Chemda. And the Koveya of whether something is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa or not is all about the main element to the Isser. So here, that is the Isser Chemda. So even if we need a Maisa afterwards, it has to be Goreim a Maisa, it's not going to be called a Lav She'en Bo Maisa based on that. Right? Because the Koveya is the Isser Chemda. And that's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. The Ravid, however, argues with the Rambam. And he can say one of two ways. He can either argue about how we're magdir a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. He can say, it's not based on what the Iker is, what the main element of the Isser is. If there's a Maisa involved in the Isser whatsoever, it's going to be called the Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. And therefore, you're going to have to say that you're going to be putter for Malkos because of a different reason. And that reason would be that it's Nitan L'Tashlum, it's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. However, we can say that perhaps the Ravid argues with the Rambam in a different way. He agrees that the Koveya of a Lav She'en Bo Maisa is about the Iker part of the Isser. However, as we were saying in the Yesod of the Rav, the Ravid says that the Iker part of the Isser of Losach Mod is the Isser Maisa. And therefore, it's going to be a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. And therefore, he would argue in that way. Not necessarily about what the Koveya of Lav She'en Bo Maisa is, but about what the Iker part of the Isser of Losach Mod is. And he would therefore say that it's Pater Mimalkos, not because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, rather because it's Nitan L'Tashlum. And those are the two different machloksim that can be explained between the Rambam and the Rav that can be explained by the Yesod of the Rav.